When we did Animal Crackers, we needed 2 minutes for a change, a scenery change. So I wrote a ridiculous poem. And I always think of whether the audience is really listening to the actor on the stage. I wrote the most ridiculous poem you could possibly write and tried it on the audience. And the first 10 weeks that we did the show, we used to get a sophisticated New York audience. And they used to laugh and they used to applaud at the end. And then you start getting the out-of-towners, people from the Middle West. And they thought I was serious. And this is the way it goes. Did you ever sit and ponder as you walk along the Strand that life's a bitter battle at the best? And if you only knew it and would lend a helping hand, then every man could meet the final test. The world is but a stage, my friend, and life is but a game, and how you play is all that matters in the end. For whether a man is right or wrong, a woman gets the blame, and your mother is your dog's best friend. Then up came Mighty Casey and strode up to the bat. And Sheridan was 50 miles away, for it takes a heap of loving to make a home like that on the road to where the flying fishes play. Then I used to take a chair, which the vaudeville actors used to do in those days, and I would start walking off the stage. And the last line would be, so be a real life polyarch and laugh. Clown laugh.